waited to the last minute to do your gift shopping? No problem. Head over to giftingmap.com today to see the amazing curated collection of gifts and gifting ideas that the team has assembled for you. Giftingmap.com, your map to great gifting. This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us right now on the BetDSI.com inside line, covering the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, he's Jerry Dulock. Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
I'm good, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Thanks for taking some time with us today. So,
today
was D-Day for Le'Veon Bell. Huh. And the D apparently means do not show. I'm assuming this was kind of expected by the Steelers. How did we get to the point where Le'Veon Bell just dropped 10 and kicked on an entire season?
Yeah, and kind of like kicks away $14.5 million. You know, D-Day to me, D stood for decline. He declined to report, and you know, the whole situation, Pat, has been bizarre. You know, going back to, you know, the Steelers anticipated him reporting on Labor Day. He did not. Then a report surfaced that he was going to come in during the bye. He did not. Then he says, you know, that tweet last week with the hand emoji, farewell Miami, and, you know, here he comes to Pittsburgh. And they have every, you know, idea that he, you know, intends to report. And then a day after they hammer Carolina, you know, the report comes out that, you know, he's going to decline reporting and, you know, not come at all. And so it's just been, you know, it's been mixed signals all along. And how a player walks away from $14.5 million guaranteed seems foreign and strange to all of us. I mean, in a strange, bizarre way for a guy who has gone back on every indication he has given. It seems hard to say he's honorable, but he's stuck to his what he believes in. And this is what he believes. And as crazy as it seems, this is what he's done. And he's going to sit out a whole season where I think he is making his mistake, Pat, and his agent, is I think they are misgauging the market. I think they believe by doing this, they're going to get the deal they want, and I think they're sadly mistaken.
You know, I'll tell you, I wish that I was so rich I could thumb my nose at $14.5 million. But, sad to say. Now, the other side of this, Jerry, is, you know, with him not coming and he shares an agent with Maurice Jones-Drew. They have the same agent.
Right.
And MJD said last week that they didn't know whether or not by sitting out the entire year, that lets the Steelers re-tag him as a year two tag because the verbiage in the CBA seems to be a little ambivalent as far as it's kind of vague. And they don't know whether it means he'll go back to being a year two or whether he'd go to year three with what they call the quarterback tag.
Right.
The Steelers kind of floated out the idea that he'd be a year three guy. And MJD said that they didn't know. So if that's the case, this agent has advised Le'Veon Bell to sit for what amounts to an entire year. They didn't know what the ultimate outcome of this was going to be is whether or not he lost a year of service time. That, to me, is insanity.
I'm with you there. It's like unconscionable that they were unaware exactly of what the situation is. I will tell you this, Pat, having had this conversation with the Steelers yesterday, the people who know and who deal in this, that they have known all along that, you know, what his options are. And that is, you know, the Steelers could put the franchise tag on him for a third year. They're not going to do that because it would be cost prohibitive. you know, it would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 million, because now it's not the top five running backs, it's the top five players in the NFL. They could put the transition tag on him for about $9 or $10 million, which is less than this year, and if they feel, which is a very real possibility, and then they could work out a trade, or he then is free to go shop his services around, or, and if that doesn't happen, after that tag period, he can become a free agent, and he's free to sign with another team. The Steelers have operated under that assumption the entire time, and I'm surprised that I hear these different things about Bell's agent not being sure what the language is. So that's been baffling as well.
Jerry Dulock covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette with us on the BetDSI.com inside line. Now, Jerry, this is where, I guess, to me, this is just lack of communication, maybe by both sides. I don't know. I'm not as close to it as you are. But the idea that, to me, the Steelers tagging him again next year, I don't understand why they would do it.
Well,
it doesn't make sense to franchise him and then pay him all that money. And
if you're
going to transition tag him to the point of, you know, matching an offer he gets somewhere else, well, if you wanted to pay him big money long term, well, wouldn't you have done that by now?
Yeah, Patrick, they're not going to franchise tag him. You don't have to worry about that. That's not going to happen. And the only reason that they would tag him with put the transition tag on him is because then you could work out a trade, and maybe, you know, maybe you get a second round pick, or maybe you get a third round pick in 2019. But they do not want to go through this whole process with Le'Veon Bell again. So even if they put a transition tag on him, that's not done to retain his services. It's only done with the idea of trading him and trying to get something decent right away. The most likely, if in failing that, they will just let him become a free agent. That's the only reason they'll put a tag on him. They won't put a tag on him with the idea of keeping him and going through this nonsense another year, trust me.
Now, a lot of people have been killing the Raiders. You know, they traded Khalil Mack. They got two first-round picks and a third-round pick for Khalil Mack. And as Mark Davis had said yesterday, Khalil wasn't communicating with the team, didn't want to talk to anybody. They had to find out through other players on the team who talked to Mack that he was basically going to do the same thing Le'Veon Bell was doing, which is he was going to sit out the whole year if necessary. So they traded him. They got two ones and a three. Should the Steelers have tried to work out a deal with Le'Veon Bell? Hey, look, we're going to work out a deal for you, and you can go get a clean start somewhere else. Sign your tag so we can trade you.
In retrospect, absolutely, Patrick. And I have thought that all along, going back to when he didn't show up for the first couple games, because I'll back you up. I'll go back to the combine and the owners' meetings where Kevin Colbert said the Steelers will not rescind the tag. Once they offer the tag, they're going to, you know, where I view. And they expected Le'Veon Bell to do what he did last year, and that was to skip training camp. They were, I'm not going to say they were fine with it, but they understood that that's probably what was going to happen. Well, now, when he didn't uphold his end of the bargain, I then, if I'm the Steelers, would have said, okay, he didn't uphold his end of the bargain, we're not going to uphold our end, and we're going to rescind the tag. Or we're going to bring him in, tell him, sign the tag, and we'll trade you. Go find a deal, have your agent, go shop around, find a team that wants you, come in, sign the tag, and we'll trade you. Absolutely. To me, I thought they should have done that. Easy to say now because it's blowing up in their face. But that was part of why they said they would never rescind that tag, and they didn't.
Jerry, do you feel like the comments made by Pouncey and Villanueva, and the offensive line guys, you know, where they didn't say very nice things about Le'Veon Bell very early in the season, do you think that contributed to him not showing up, or do you feel like his plan was not to show up all along?
Yeah, I don't know that it changed his mind, Pat. I think maybe he understood, some of the frustration. I think Ramon Foster's comment when he brought up the money was probably ill-advised. But it didn't resort to name-calling personally. And let's face it, his agent did not do him any favors. What incited those players, Pat, was when he said that he's worried about how many hits his body would take and how that will affect his future earnings. Now what you're saying is, I'm not worried about going out and giving it my all. I'm worried about my future earnings. His agent said that, and his agent didn't do him any favors with that, and that is what upset the players, because, they're thinking, oh, you don't want to come work hard. We're working hard. You're worried about your next contract, so you don't want to make the full commitment or take as much punishment. And that's what incited him. But to answer your question, I don't think that really changed his mind. Be perfectly honest, nobody really knows what changed this guy's mind all along, because it's been baffling to everybody, and it's hard to make complete total sense of it because the behavior has just been so irrational right down to forgoing the $14.5 million.
It seems like an entirely crazy situation that it's gotten to be this far, but now they'll play the rest of the year without Le'Veon Bell. The game, was it the game where they were up, 45-14? Fourth quarter, and they're still running James Conner. And Conner winds up having to leave the game. He gets put into the concussion protocol. Is that an example of what Bell is talking about with the overuse? To me, I didn't understand why Conner is in the game, 45-14 fourth quarter. Why are the backups not in?
Yeah, now I will say this. I do not know, nor has it ever, it hasn't been told to me, nor did Mike Tomlin want to give it up today. He claimed he didn't know, but I just can't believe that when he suffered the concussion. I don't know if it happened earlier and he felt the effects later. I don't know that. But as to the workload, well, yes, I mean, we saw that with Willie Parker. I think Mike Tomlin once said, we're going to run him till the wheels come off. And they did come off when he broke his leg in St. Louis, like in week 16, right before the playoffs. That's the way he operates. Le'Veon Bell, though, if you recall, Pat, I mean, that's what he built his contract demands around, that I can catch, I can run, and my body is built to withstand this punishment. And then all of a sudden, now he changes his tune and says, I'm worried about, or his agent said, I'm worried about how many hits I can take. I'm worried about my future earnings. So his very platform on which he built these contract demands, they were now being reduced and eradicated. And because he's worried that it's too many touches, it's too much wear and tear on his body. Well, if that's the case, then you know what? If we're going to reduce your touches, then we'll reduce your contract as well. Of course, it never came to that. But, that was a bit of the hypocrisy of Le'Veon Bell's stance and the way he responded, or again, his agent responded publicly to all this.
He's Jerry Dulac. He covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerry Dulac. It's Jerry with a G, GerryDulac, Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jerry, always appreciate you taking some time with us. Great info as always. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
All right, Pat. Always good chatting with you.
All right. Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette with us on the BetDSI.com inside line. Our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code WIN125. Get a 125% bonus on your initial deposit when you sign up with BetDSI.com.